Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
5 weeks in the books. High school football. I was out and about Friday night. Maple Grove jumps out to a 28-0 lead at Champlin Park. And they cruise to a big victory over the Rebels. They moved to 4-1. Maple Grove got upset the week before on the road at Centennial. They fell from 5-10 in the 6A rankings, and they came in angry and took down Champlin Park. It's been a struggle for the Rebels this year. They are 0-5. The week before, Minnetonka came in and beat Champlin Park. The Skippers get a win last night. They are looking good, and joining us to talk high school football, Jim Paulson from the Star Tribune. And Jim, every year it goes quicker and quicker. All of a sudden, it's week one. Next thing you know, we're counting down to the start of the playoffs, and that's where we're at right now already.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. It goes by so fast. I mean, it's only an 8-week regular season, so that it goes by so quickly. And it starts in August, and this year it actually, that was 0 week. The first week was in September, but you know, it doesn't take long to get through the season. And now, like you're right, we're already, you know, 5-8 through the season, and it's kind of crazy how quickly it's gone past.
Lakeville South got that big, big win over Eden Prairie. They're still atop the heap in 6A. Wayzata, that's certainly a program that has had a very good run. They were the last 6A Prep Bowl champion, if memory serves. They beat Champlin Park, all things, at U.S. Bank Stadium. And then, of course, we had that weird COVID-interrupted season a year ago with all the fall sports, kind of in just trying to get games in. Rosemont, Shakopee, I mentioned Maple Grove, and where the Crimson got beat by Centennial and then came back and beat Champlin Park. But interesting right now among the big schools, another team you don't want to forget about, Shakopee. I saw them in week one take down Anoka, and the Tornadoes are much improved as well. That is a program that really, really struggled for 3 or 4 years, and now they're back on track, and the Tornadoes are finally winning games again. But Shakopee is a real deal.
You know what? And Shakopee is doing it with an offense and putting up a lot of points. They run that kind of option veer, and they put the ball on the ground a lot. I think they showed last night that they can beat Lakeville North. They beat Lakeville North 9-0, that they can win with defense, and that's a complete team. But the team that's always putting up big numbers, you always wonder if they're going to be able to compete in the postseason when it gets to the time where you have to play good defense, when the weather gets colder and you have to run the ball. When they went out and they showed that they can shut down, Lakeville North, I showed me that Shakopee is a team that's really for real this year. You know, I thought interesting last night was that Centennial, a team that had lost their first two games of the season and weren't putting up much in offense, went out and beat Wayzata, and 6-0. And that was coming on the heel of being the first team to beat Maple Grove. And they beat them 21-7 the week 2 weeks ago. So don't forget about Centennial. It's a team that always peaked at the end of the year, and they're peaking right now. But again, yeah, you're right. Lakeville South is the class of 6A football right now, and the class of the state. They're just rolling along.
Yeah, that is an incredible stretch to beat Maple Grove and Wayzata for Centennial. Now they're certainly in the conversation as we close in on the regular season and look toward the postseason. And I mentioned Minnetonka. They got a win over St. Michael Albertville, and they're a very good team. So these big schools playing tough games every week, so they're going to be knocking each other off. You know, the idea that, you know, beyond maybe Lakeville South, we may not see any unbeaten teams going into the postseason.
Yeah, you always wonder about that. You know, in Class 6A, because there's only 32 teams, and two of the teams played largely 5A schedules, that there's an awful lot of cannibalism, I guess you call it, in terms of playing. There's always teams going to knock each other off. I think Lakeville South, and it's been established, is the class of Class 6A right now. Everyone else is, at this point, playing for second place. But you know what? That's the good thing about having a playoff schedule like we do, where everybody gets a second chance when they get to the postseason, and you never know how it's going to turn out. And let's not forget, these are 17- and 18-year-old kids. Anything can happen when you're talking about kids.
Yeah, and then let's jump over to 5A. A lot of metro area teams, some outstate teams there. Mankato West, not much of a surprise that Mankato West is in the conversation. But in the North Metro, the Andover Huskies, they appear to be the real deal. They got a win over Buffalo.
You know, I do the Metro Top 10 in the Star Tribune each week, and usually it's top heavy with Class 6A teams for a reason, because they're Class 6A. But I've been putting Andover and St. Thomas Academy, another 5A power, near the bottom. It's kind of a tie to number 9 or number 10 in the state ranking, because they're two teams that I think can play with anybody in Class 6A or Class 5A. I think Andover is doing it with a varied offense and a quarterback in Connor DeVellis, the coach's son, who runs an offense so terrifically. I mean, you can tell he's a coach's kid. He knows what he's doing. He can throw well. He can run when he needs to. It's a very good Andover team. And St. Thomas Academy, Dan O'Brien's team, they're just out there just beating up everybody right now. They're so physical and they're strong. They got a great offensive line. They play terrific defense. Those are two teams in Class 5A that I think can compete with just about anybody in Class 6A.
And then real quick, I want to bring up 4A. Going into the week, Dwight Lundeen and Becker, here they are again. That is just phenomenal. One of the legends.
Yeah, you know, I think he's at what, 375 career victories now. He's you know, he's the only coach that Becker has ever had in school's history. I mean, he you know, developed the program, I think, way back in the early 70s, and he's still coaching there, and they're still successful. He's still getting across to the kids. And the best part about it is he's been able to do it with an offense that he's adapted over the years. As the game has changed, become more wide open, Becker's become more wide open. He adapts to the kids he has, and that's a testament to a really, really good coach.
Yeah, and what's amazing when you talk to Dwight, and you know, at Prepples over the years and so on and so forth, and you see how he interacts with the kids. The kids, year in and year out, absolutely love this guy, and he relates so well to them after all of these years. I mean, it's just extraordinary. You brought up the adaptation of the offense, but how he relates to kids is just amazing.
You know, I think that's the key to anybody being a good coach. I talked to Mike Grant the other day about that very thing, and because he just retired last year from the athletic director's job at Eden Prairie, and he's just coaching. And he said the best time, part of his day, are the 2 or 3 hours he gets to coach with his players, because it keeps you young, it keeps you vibrant. And I think the same thing about my job. I think that's one reason why I love doing it, because there's always so many kids, and the kids are friendly, the kids are always willing to talk, and kids are kids. And I believe that kids are the best part of what you do in sports, and that's why I like to do it. So you're absolutely right. Coaches that really, really appreciate their time with the kids, and the kids appreciate that. They recognize that, and they'll play for you.
Well, Jim, I really enjoy your work in the Star Tribune and online at startribune.com. Here we go, and hopefully I'll see you at one of these games here in the coming weeks.
Yeah, I'm waiting to run into you, Steve, and this year, the best part of this season, I've been able to get into press boxes. The COVID issue hasn't been an issue. I'm in press boxes every night. I didn't realize how much I appreciated it until last year. Sometimes they're not luxurious, that's for sure, but this year's been fantastic.
Yeah, be out of the elements. All right, Jim, good to visit with you. There he is,
thanks
Jim Bolson.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.